DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I'm going to get a little bit preachy here, which I don't like to do.
Okay. Do you have any organ music or anything?
I could probably come up with...
Yeah. Thank you! That's the energy I need.
It's preachy.
Let's produce this thing, huh?
Like that.
I don't have organ,
what
per
do you
se.
Have?
I can get my friends at the boys' choir to step in.
Let's hear it. That'll do.
I'm scared.
This is mostly for the ladies. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Men don't do this, period. And you both know it. I want my girls and my guys, if you're interested.
Okay.
To go to the doctor and advocate for yourself. Aaron probably has a lot of experience in this. Unfortunately, a lot of things going on there.
Heck, you want to go like hit the grift?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's take the boys' choir with us.
Guys, either. Not wrap it up.
You guys can't advocate for yourself at the doctor because you don't go to the doctor.
That's my point. You guys will not call the doctor and make an appointment. So it really is a moot point on you.
I don't know who told me this. Potentially my mom, one of the plethora of wives that I've had. I have been told, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think Tiak will confirm, doctor's offices, whoever answers the phone, cannot hear the pitch of a male voice. They cannot accept. They cannot accept appointments from men. So if you want us to go to a doctor, princess, then you make us an appointment, and we'll find a reason to not go.
Doctors, dentists, it's all the same.
What?
Mm-hmm. That is the windshield laziest, replacement. Most lazy response. You're just saying it's a woman's job.
I'm not saying it's a woman's job.
And I didn't expect this to go here.
You just care more whether we die than we do.
Yes, because I don't know.
I think we've sold it.
God forbid we like you and
great,
we want you around.
If you really, really want us around, then make the appointment. You advocate for our
That is not our job. We are not your parent. We are not your mommies.
We think of you like that every once in a while.
That's a personal problem.
That's a legitimate. Oh my gosh, now I'm fired up. I was just going to share some good.
Okay, but I want you to share your stuff.
Are you not acting like a mother? Because we're saying, yeah, we're fine to not go. And you're going, no, you really should go. You really should go. And we're going, no, we're fine. We're adults.
Oh,
we make our decision.
What if you're not fine?
I'm good not going. No, you really should go.
That seems like more than a sniffle.
I'm telling you what to do, but I'm not your mom.
Okay. Well,
right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, if you don't care about your children having a father in the future. That's not my decision.
Like, this went DEFCON 5 fast in this room. Yeah.
I did. You guys bullied me into going and getting a physical, so I went. The doctor didn't even touch me. Literally did not touch. Was just like,
well, you're under the poke age.
Yeah. She's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. How are you? She's like, I think we're done.
What?
I think we're done here. And I left and I'm like, well, I'm not doing that again. That was a huge waste.
But did they take like blood pressure, oxygen levels, weight?
I feel like I could have gone to a Walgreens and gotten the same amount of care.
Okay, so perhaps doctor is bad.
No, yeah. There are six different topics going on at the same time. I will tell you this. I understand, like one of my physicals, I'm over the age of 40 and I'm expecting the little...
I hate what you just did with your hands.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable.
We might have to put that on the internet to make everyone as uncomfortable as we are.
But he was like, no, we did one a few years ago. And okay. I was like,
that's a good time to advocate for yourself.
Especially because there's history, family history, right?
Some.
Okay. And you're over 40 and it's really, and I think it's irresponsible of a doctor to go, no need. Like the test that women have to do every year. Sometimes the PAP. I didn't know if we could say it. They'll go.
Schmear.
I think isn't, it's fine. We can just see you in 3 years. And I'm like, no. In 3 years, a lot can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying,
doctor, you should do what I think you should do.
For women, so many studies are only done on men. So we have to push a lot.
But I'm just saying, I don't want the...
I understand you don't want it.
I'm not going to advocate and go, no. I've been rehearsing for this. Like, you know, like, I don't.
I understand not wanting it, but that doesn't mean it's responsible to just be like, yeah.
Well, if he says no, then what am I? What I feel weird. Like TX is nailing it by going, you're wrong, doctor. I went to one full semester at CU, whereas you have 8 years of school, 2 years of internships and whatnot.
Probably still paying off debt.
But doctors can be wrong. My That's sister true. Is an example.
I have a friend who is an example. She's alive.
I will tell you, my sister had implants. They refused to do an MRI. She had implants because she had a double mastectomy prior.
Oh, okay.
They refused to do an MRI, even though she has implants. They missed a grapefruit-sized tumor on her rib because they didn't do what doctors are supposed to do.
And this is exactly when I go back to, especially women, have to push and advocate for themselves and go, something is wrong. And I'm not even
but
talking to you guys
anymore.
But doesn't
think anything's wrong with him.
That's fine. Forget you guys. Every woman in their cars right now.
Okay, okay.
No, and that's the thing. So like back to my sister, sorry. She had pain. She had there was stuff actually wrong. Tiak, you've never complained about.
Yeah, I also don't get like going when you have a cold or whatever and you're like, I got to go to the doctor. It's like,
write it out, man.
It'll probably pass.
Like, we know what this is. Like, just over-the-counter medicine, and rest.
I know I want to get to what Erica needs to say. I really, truly do. I really do because I want to hear, because you and I are brother and sister in this. Yeah. I want to follow you in on your health journey right now.
Okay.
But I just want to say, what TX talking about, if we go to the doctor for a cold, it just adds to the, I was reading a thing today and it was like, man, flu's real. And it's like, no, it's not. We won't go to the doctor. We're just like, I'm gonna thug this out. And you're like, you being such a baby.
You let the women in your lives take care of you, but yeah.
No, I would just thug it out. And you're like, I'm gonna make an appointment at the little clinic. I can't tell you how many times wives have said that to me. And I'm like, I have a cold. I might have strep throat, even though no matter what, I'm just gonna thug it out. I'm gonna get through it.
Okay, strep throat feels like something we shouldn't be
thugging
out.
You can still thug it out. People used to cave people.
They might have here with strep throat.
Right. Thank you. Little polka dots on the back of your throat. I think it's hot.
Wear a turtleneck.
I don't even want to get to my point anymore.
Here's the thing. We're gonna find out what Erica wanted to say next.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
A while ago, Erica wanted to talk. She was trying to talk about her health journey, and Tiak and I might have ruined it a little bit.
Maybe we got defensive.
Of course you ruined
it. Well, she was saying to advocate for yourself. I think I do. I mean, I shove a lot of drugs in my body.
You're an interesting case.
But not pharmaceuticals.
Because are you going to the doctor or are you making assumptions based on your own research?
There are doctors at the place I go. It's Revive. It's where Jamie gets her... She talks about it. Jamie gets GLP-1s there.
Okay.
I think they've talked to me. They think my cholesterol is high and they've got me on things that are, I just don't like pharmaceuticals and stuff. So I try to find natural or peptide based ways to get, because like once you get on a statin or whatever, then you have to take 10 other things. And then you're like, your
statin is something you would take for cholesterol?
Cholesterol and or high blood pressure. I forget which one's a statin.
Okay.
But yeah, but I just refuse. I've had cholesterol in the 300 to 400 since I was like 19.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I just got my cholesterol tested. It's nowhere near that.
It's pretty amazing, but I'm on red yeast rice or whatever.
Is it working?
It's knocking it down.
Oh, you sure you weren't checking your credit score or getting things?
If my credit score was okay. Anyway, you want to make a plea to women to advocate, and men if they're not stupid like Hack and I.
And men if they're willing to listen.
Okay.
To advocate for yourself, because and actually Erin was making a great point in that previous break about her sister having pain, feeling something was wrong, and they weren't handling it.
The doctor's like, you're fine.
You kind of have to push and push and push. For as long as I can remember, I've been like, I don't feel like everybody else. I feel like something's kind of wrong. And doctors would be like, I don't know, you should just lose some weight. And I'd be like, okay, I'm trying, but like maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. I always thought I was lazy. Turns out I'm not as lazy as you think.
Do you have thyroid something?
No, luckily it's not thyroid, but I'm not sure it's much better. I've been posting about it, so people might know. I have PCOS. 1 in 10 women have it.
PCOS, you know what?
Polycystic ovarian syndrome. Mm-hmm. Doesn't actually mean you have cysts on your ovaries. Just means a bunch of other things.
But those things can manifest themselves in the things you've been feeling.
Yes. It makes it nearly impossible to lose weight. You often randomly gain weight just from like looking at a food. You have some of the, interestingly enough, like kind of diabetes. There's like insulin resistance and all this stuff. Mm.
Wow. What are yes. you? I don't want to get too, like, you don't have to say what you're going to do, but like, what are you going to do about it?
That's part of the 10K steps. It's part of, I'm now on an anti-inflammatory diet, which means I can't just like have potatoes all the time. I love potatoes.
Come back.
Like, send them to me.
I have a baked potato, guys.
Wait, a potato is somehow a bad thing?
Yeah, it's a...
It's got the wrong starches or something? Shade.
Simple carb.
Or yeah.
Oh.
I need complex carbs. Huh. I don't know.
I'm learning a lot.
I need a lot of fiber and a lot of protein, and I hate protein.
You do?
Yeah, I hate protein so much.
We've had to like hold a gun to your head to get you to eat steak.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
But I mean, aren't those things just generally good
for
right?
people? Yes. Like, yes. But it's
not
like,
for everybody, like, you guys.
Like, kind of diet. Is like,
but if
protein,
I eat a potato, my body will go, cool, 5 more pounds, please. Mm. Like, immediately.
Because your body just says...
You, like, can't process it correctly because of the insulin resistance. You're not able to digest it and get all the nutrients. There's also...
She knows.
Because insulin is a hormone.
She's got ChatGPT up, I can tell.
Both. I knew all that.
So okay.
Diabetic.
Oh.
And that's insulin.
Oh. Yeah. But there are other...
Can you eat potatoes?
Yeah. Huh. I'm not a wuss.
No. But you, like, you're... I don't know. I don't have a lot of diabetic friends.
Yeah.
But you're like...
What are we doing?
No, it's... Erin has fascinated me from the moment I met her. She's like, I'm diabetic. And she's like...
The Trader Joe's sheet cakes she just randomly downs.
She puts her face in it like...
Right.
And then her monitor's going... Wah, wah. She's like, oh no, I'm going the other way. And she's crash, burn. Like... You don't really give an F that you're diabetic.
No, that's not true at all. I very much do, but I don't limit myself because I still need sugar. Your brain needs sugar
to survive. For sure, I get that.
Granted, could I pick healthier options? Sure.
Are fruits a thing?
I just ate an apple. There you go.
Fruits a thing. Okay. So what else about
it? I'm still, you know, obviously regulated. I go to my doctor, whatever. Like, I'm not a quote unquote bad diabetic.
The girl who goes to her doctor right there.
Yeah. Yearly.
Oh, wow. Only yearly?
The endocrinologist. Okay. Okay. Okay.
All I want to say is this. I this year, I have vowed, and we talked about this the other day, and we didn't get a lot of people telling us what to do. I want to know what blood test. Like, I recommend everyone does the MTHR test, I believe it is.
Yeah.
It's a once, you only have to do it once, tells you how your body processes things. I think you should do it, Erica. Because it's part of, like, I don't think your doctors test for this because it's not part of, like, the big picture.
Oh, man. But I'm seeing a normal doctor. I'm seeing a naturopath.
Oh, so maybe you are going to do it.
Yeah, maybe down the line.
How much blood work? Because I also want to pay either Function or Superpower or any of those companies. Like, it's $365 for Function. But, I mean,
that's not
how much
that
is
bad.
It? Is it to...
Like, for your health?
Like, yes.
For you, that's like the only doctor's visit you're getting all year.
Well, yeah. And I think about like how much is two bottles of Blanton's. Ta-da. Oh, okay. So in the end, do you feel like you're on the right path now?
I do. And it's like the first time in my life that I've been like, no one make any sudden movements.
Wow.
But we might be making progress.
You're kind of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I don't like it.
I'm also scared to tell anyone that it's working.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It is time. News.
No. Decide this is news or no.
When somebody in a big gang vocal does what I was doing, then it sounds like crap.
Oh.
That's very cool.
And then it's like, sounds like a whole stadium screaming. Before we get to news or nope, I have a little station business to take care of.
Okay.
We have a lot of stuff going on with Cards for Kids and different things. And the Alice Cares for Kids is coming up. So today is officially the final day to submit to get a beanie. As of the end of today, we will stop taking submissions. So can we real quick just read one?
Oh, that's
Do you have
right.
one that you want to read?
I do.
Let's give a beanie out. Let's Oprah this. You get a beanie. Yeah. You get a beanie.
This is from Ami.
Ami.
I believe. She says, yay!
Yay!
I would love a Slacker Show beanie. I moved to Colorado from out of state in February, basically knowing no one except my sister. I started listening around then a little before Erica got here. I may have read this on the air before. Mm. She went all the way back to August of 2024.
Oh,
yes. She came to the Love is Blind watch party. She came to the Colorado Dunn party.
She did.
We must have met her then.
Yeah, we had to have. We met every single person at both those parties.
Ami, DM us and tell us if you met us.
Yeah.
Now, what is really the reason I'm reading this is she said, today at the DMV, a worker noticed my Slacker Show tote bag and we had a whole moment over it, which felt very on brand. So I just think if you're walking around with
she's
our Slacker Show,
she's already
tote bag,
doing it.
Yeah,
love it.
You're doing the thing. You get a beanie.
I just want you to know you can still submit till the end of today and then it'll be gone. We are not going to read anymore probably on the air.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're not going to get one. So look out for a call from us or an email.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're probably going to do some more beanie battles, including this coming Thursday. Erica has suggested a rap battle.
I feel like I shouldn't have suggested
well,
it.
Well, you did it, princess.
People
so here's
can't rap.
That's what'll make it hilarious. So start writing your raps now. 8 Mile for beanies a week from now.
Good evening.
Oh, there must not be any Harry Styles news.
There's not.
Yeah.
Aaron's very docile today.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what does Josh Allen have to say about that photo of Hailee Steinfeld?
Oh, what does he have to say?
That's circulating. She's wearing a Broncos gear. She's dabbing. She made like several posts from that Super Bowl.
She fully dabs.
That was the 2016 Super Bowl. Is that
and
right?
We won that, right? I believe
I
we did.
I believe so,
yeah. That was the one with Peyton.
Apparently, was it?
Yeah, John's got two. Peyton's got one.
Okay.
Now it's both turn the tide, not done.
Thank you, Hack!
Come on.
It's the best Broncos song by far.
Sorry, I'm still learning.
Okay, sorry.
Apparently, Josh Allen had no idea it was floating around, this photo. He laughed at it and said, oh, well, my wife was probably paid to be present at that game.
No chance.
This was, well, I will say this was definitely in an era of Hailee Steinfeld. She was releasing music. She was acting a lot. She still acts, but it was a different time for her. I actually think it is possible she could have been paid to be at the Super Bowl, but she didn't have to rep the Broncos that hard.
Yeah, I think, dude, she's a Broncos fan. And if we're being honest, I don't know if Josh would ever say this out loud. I believe he had to be a Broncos fan. Because Josh? I don't know where he grew up, but he went to school at U of W. He went to Wyoming. Like, if you live in Wyoming, the Broncos are your team. You're not a Chiefs fan, for sure.
Okay.
And I think University of Wyoming are the Broncos.
Oh,
I believe. They're okay. Also Broncos.
Well, Josh also said he did not plan to bring that photo up at home. He doesn't want to talk about it.
They are the Cowboys and the Cowgirls.
But it looks like a Bronco. He's got a bucking horse doing the thing. That's why I thought they were. Okay, so she looks cute as hell in that
shot. She's very young, Ben Slacker. I want you to be aware.
How
old is she now?
How young was she?
She might have been like 21, 22.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, no.
She was 19.
Damn! this just in. Slacker is wanted.
Creepy.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a simple way to double, yes, double.
Double.
The amount of relations
that you're having.
Can I just do a little math problem for the room? Doubling it wouldn't help me. Okay. Anything times zero is zero.
Yeah, my son's working on that. That's cool. Yeah,
the empty set, null.
I've got a problem for you, Leo.
Zilch.
All right. Do we have any guesses on what it could be?
How do you instantly double?
Ask your wife how her day is.
Whoa. Is this only for guys?
Nope, it's for couples.
Because see how what she did though? She immediately made it like the guy wants to double.
Of course the guy wants to double. I'm not saying the women don't want to as well. But of course the guy wants to double.
Yeah, okay. I double the double.
Huh. I would double. I would quadruple what I got going.
Still nothing,
Leo. Because if it is the guys asking that, I would say it's like do chores, like just
that's
do the stuff,
the
chores around the house that the other doesn't want to do. But if it that goes for both sides,
initiate. Just initiate.
That's not going to work. Because they do that cold shoulder thing. It's like, I'm tired.
Well, I was thinking listen.
I have a head. What?
Listen?
See what I did there?
Listen!
Hello?
No. A study out of Italy shows that couples who have a TV in their bedroom have relations half as often as those who don't. No TVs in the bedroom. Don't get rid of it. It's not serving you any good purpose. Get it out of there.
You almost never watch that TV.
Almost never and never is not the same thing. Just get rid of it.
Like once a week.
Yeah, get rid of it. No, get rid of it.
You don't have one, do you?
I
have always had a television in the bedroom. Hmm. Always. Now, I have at NORAD where they're tracking satellites from all over? Yeah. I got that. I have about 14 TVs in the bedroom. Anybody wants to come watch satellites?
Zero.
Yeah. Okay, that was fun. Thank you. That's a pro tip.
Yes.
I'll be removing that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am a big vinyls collector, so I saw that the sales of vinyl records in the U.S. grew 8.6%, with Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter being the top two, which I am with you.
Because Taylor plays a game, and it makes me mad.
I agree.
Oh, I'm re-releasing this, except in pink vinyl.
Six different colors, I understand.
Cooler.
Okay. I never... By multiple.
Do those all count as individual record sales?
Yes.
Interesting,
isn't it?
Interesting.
How could it not, though? Maybe you're just picking your favorite one. I mean, I get what she's doing.
Yeah. Taylor had 1.6 million copies sold. Sabrina Carpenter had 292,000. Kind of a big difference.
Okay.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
Do we think Taylor and Travis have a TV in the bedroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
He strikes me as but the game's on.
Have you heard the song?
Wood.
Ain't no TV in that room.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I told the girls yesterday, so this might be actually... Don't you remember? I was like, tomorrow...
No, I know exactly. I've been sending myself stories all week, man.
It's okay.
Do you hear the animosity in the room? Yeah. That can mean only one thing. It's Feel Good Friday. We have to tell good stories for one little period of time here. Who wants to go first?
Can I go first?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Of course.
My story.
This is not that.
But I got it.
Okay.
But it's from Boulder.
Oh, I saw this story. Okay, yeah.
So there were some noise complaints about an excessively loud party with live music and dozens of people. In a residential neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So cops were called and they were expected to, you know, shut it down, do some crowd control, whatever. But they get there and they see that Michael Patterson has fully put together this party for his, for the fifth birthday party for his rescue chicken, Lady Clucksworth.
Rescue chicken.
Yep. There were 60 costumed guests at this party to celebrate this little lucky
ridiculous.
Lady.
Dressed as chickens?
It doesn't say. I hope so.
What would you wear to a chicken party?
Maybe a farmer's outfit.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Thank you.
Yep.
Maybe a McDonald's box, like the little McNugget box.
They had champagne,
Dave's
fancy
hot
cheese plates, a DJ taking requests. How were you there?
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Oh. And it was the most organized party that they said that they had ever been to, and it was for a little chicken. They also raised $12,000 for this rescue factory farm thing. Sanctuary? I don't know. I don't know
what
the word is.
Do they rescue chickens from being killed?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to help her out.
Thank you.
Anytime. That's not the story I thought it was. So that's your feel-good story. They didn't bust the loud party because it was for a chicken.
I can go.
Okay.
Okay. I don't actually know where this story is from, but there is a kid. I mean, he's not a kid. He's 20. On TikTok. His name is Noah. Okay. Noah, O, like the letter 222 is his username if you want to go find him.
Okay.
He has been posting videos about his health and weight loss journey.
Oh.
And he usually just like films himself when he's walking home from the gym or whatever.
Cute.
And he has multiple videos over 1 million views now. And in the comments, he's talking in this one about how the milestone of doing a 10-minute run, which like, by the way, or a sub 10-minute run.
Oh, sub 10-minute mile? Way to go.
Thank you. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's like,
running for 10 minutes is terrible, but if you're a mile away, that's great.
Right, right. Exactly. So he has a video talking about that, and he's like, and then I did an incline walk, and I burned as many calories as I typically would in an hour and a half.
Wow.
And he did it in like 30 minutes.
Wow.
And in the comments, DJ Khaled shows up.
Shut up.
Quinn Cook. He looks like a basketball player.
He is, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He's in there.
all these people.
Is he from Iowa or you just know him because he's NBA?
He was in that. He went to Duke.
Okay.
24,000 comments on just that one video encouraging
this
kid.
So he's going viral with just support.
He's just going, I'm really proud of myself today. I didn't want to go to the gym and I did it. And all these people are like, keep going, man. We can't wait. We're so proud
That's
of you.
Awesome.
It's amazing. Highly recommend following along.
Give it one more time.
Noah, O like the letter 222.
Okay. I love awesome. That.
Cool. My story is out of San Antonio. So I know everyone in the room, obviously, we're all Denver Nuggets fans. But
I just want you to know that we're almost out of time. You have time to tell your story, okay. But I will not be able to tell a story today. So this better bring okay. it home, Matt.
Oh, okay. I don't know
this
if you're
better
gonna
be
beat
the climax. Ooh. Yeah, if this is about a chicken.
Okay. Let me find a chicken story. No, we're all Denver Nuggets fans here, but
of course.
The San Antonio Spurs have a player named Harrison Barnes.
Okay.
Who recently went to an HEB, which is a grocery store in Texas. Do we have HEBs here?
No.
You heard
we
of that?
Do not, but now that you mentioned Aldi's the other day, and now Aldi's are coming here, I'm guessing HEB.
Yeah.
Tiak is in charge of what chains come to the state of Colorado.
Yeah, I have a lot of power.
HEB, that's what they're called?
HEB, Heb? Yeah. I've seen him in like movies and stuff before, but it's like the Kroger of Texas or whatever.
I got you.
So he was there, and he was at the checkout counter, kind of like hanging out, getting to meet people as they paid for their groceries, which people were excited. Oh my gosh, Harrison Barnes, NBA player. Until they went to pay and he pulled out his personal credit card and he paid for everybody's groceries in the store. His wife was also there handing out $200 gift cards to everybody in the store. They hit multiple HEB locations.
Why?
Took pictures, just helping out, being a nice guy. The best part about this story is Harrison Barnes is from Ames, Iowa. Oh. And he was once the number one player in the country. Wasn't quite as generous when he dunked the ball on my face a couple of times when we played against him.
You played against him?
In high school, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I just thought, I didn't realize that's what you meant.
Yeah, he's a year younger than me.
That's pretty cool.
This was such a beautiful story until Narcissist Boy made it about himself.
He's the narcissist.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It's in. It's official. The theme for my bachelorette party has been revealed to me by my sisters. And
You don't get to pick?
No, they asked, like, do I want to pick? And I was like, I want you guys to pick.
Oh.
I have planned so many bachelorette parties. I said, for once, I want to sit back and let it all be planned for
me. I'm sorry. I didn't know this was a thing. There's
of course
a bachelor
theme.
Yeah. The last one I went to was Chapel Roan because they're going to the chapel.
That is so fun.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Gosh, I'm going to steal that.
So, help me through. Chapel Roan, then, what did you guys do? You had to dress like her in
disco
different
cowgirl
concerts?
Vibe.
She has a very famous disco cowgirl.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what we're doing is, it's like technically three nights. The first night is just like hang around the house. We're probably ordering pizza. Like, no theme.
Do you want to say out loud where you're going or no?
Sure. We're going to Austin.
Okay.
Texas. And then the second day, and I'm not going to say the theme yet because I want you guys to like maybe guess it.
Okay.
Which I'm not, clearly Slacker might not be able to.
I'm sorry, hold on. Yeah. Do you guys do this? Like, Tiak, have you gone to a themed bachelor party?
All of them actually were themed with beer.
Yes, drinking, strippers.
Guys.
That's the theme. Drinking, strippers. Listen, I didn't want it. I said I didn't want to do it. And like my married guy friends were like, it's not for you. It's for us. So we went.
Right.
Yeah. That has changed a little bit, I will say, because there's been, I don't know that I've ever been to the strip club. We've never gotten a stripper. All the like cliches.
Yeah.
That's never actually. Yeah. Because I think it's easier to like rent a house. It's easier to, there's like.
Then you just bring a stripper in there.
No.
No.
I feel like just hang out with your boots.
Yeah. We went to like that go-kart place, or it was like a house that had a go-kart track and all that stuff.
Oh, that's right.
House. So fun.
So we just,
what?
Yeah, we didn't leave the house.
The house had a go-kart track.
It did, yeah. And basketball courts and pools. And so we just.
So then your theme is just dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Can you.
Axe
some
body
guys
spray
do like a night of like a silly dress-up thing, but not everyone. But girls almost always have a theme for the night you go out because it's just. to have guidance on how committed we're all going, what people are wearing is honestly the best. Like, I just went to one that was farmer's market. It was She's Off the Market. And we all wore like different fruit and veggie colored dresses. It was very cute.
That is probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, and we were in like wine country. So we did like wine tasting. Like,
now,
it makes sense.
You made it stupid.
You're stupid.
Like, you're in wine country dressed like a carrot?
No, stupid. I did wear an orange dress.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Are these even friends? If you need to go through all these, like my guy, a bachelor party, you just show up. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Been what, 10 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Cage already tapped, man.
Exactly. Just like, we're back.
Yep.
Exactly the same.
I know. It's just
Xbox
so much
is hooked
fun.
Up. There's a PS5 in the other room.
Yeah.
But these are events that you have to plan and you have to dress up to.
But you go out, you just dress up nice. Hey, we're going to a 5-star restaurant.
The
wear
fun
something
of
nice.
Dressing up.
It's all for fun.
I'm missing the fun of dressing up.
Do you hear how Erica and I are not complaining?
Yeah.
It's fun.
And you kind of decorate the house to the theme, usually.
Yes.
So.
More work for no payoff.
We usually get beer cans everywhere.
Yeah, we do. That's, you know, it's hobo chic is what we go for.
I want to know what her thing is.
I'll just show
you. You are wrong. Oh. Hold on. I don't even know what it is, but you're wrong.
No, I'm not going to show you.
I haven't seen it.
It's that.
I will just say, the second day, we're doing a boat day. We are going out to like dinner, going out to bars. Not necessarily. The last day, no theme. Wear whatever you want. We're just going to go to brunch and bar hop.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, princess, for letting me wear whatever I want.
I hate you. You don't get it. Like, you just don't get it.
I don't get it. Because I think when I get invited to a party, it's like, oh, come to the party. It's like, oh, by the way, it's a murder mystery. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not coming. Because, like, I wanted to go and do what I wanted to hang out. But now you're telling me what? Oh, it's planned spontaneity.
Well, we actually are just hanging out. But don't you love, I love a party that's like, it's 90s prom theme. Because it's just, why not?
It's just fun.
Connect with your inner child. Like, do whatever. It's
then
just
when I'm done
fun.
And I'm stopping by Taco Bell, I don't want to be wearing a mullet wig. And like,
that's best time to go to Taco Bell.
Okay.
So it's going to be great.
Really? Is decorating the house fun? I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
I didn't go that far.
Yeah. You do like the big bride balloons and there's like kind of a
the
photo
tassel, tinsel
area.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. I think like most of my friends like don't have curtains on their windows. So like we're not decorating the Airbnb.
Right. I think we're talking about different people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. So I'd love to know. Your guesses?
Is this
I don't
is this
don't
in
know.
Theme for you?
Yes.
Yes.
No, she has I don't know what you wrote.
I wrote something as well.
No, it's not that.
Taylor Swift.
Off of the same thing.
Next era.
That is
that one's
cute.
That one's better.
Not exactly.
What do you mean better? That's what I meant.
Taylor Swift doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's always right because it can't be what Slacker said.
I don't think it's Taylor Swift. Anything related to Taylor Swift.
Okay,
but it's
what
the
do you
most
it
defining
is?
Thing about Erica
exactly,
is her obsession.
Exactly. That's why this is about Erica. It's not about Taylor.
Then
I
it's
don't
a,
know what it is, though.
The worst case scenario.
You that's, walk in and it's just like...
About, right?
Stroke, heart attack, bear.
Lava, quicksand.
Bear.
So I'm coming to your bachelorette party as a bear.
Oh.
Do you got
what?
It? You got
mm.
it. You don't even have to write it down. Spit it out, boy.
Something wiener.
Oh, my God. It's wieners.
It's not.
It's
but
wieners.
It was highly considered.
Wieners.
We thought about like bikinis, weenies, and teenies or something.
Oh.
And weenies, for the record, dog.
She has a...
But a play on.
Yeah.
No, do you want me to tell you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we just left it like this?
No.
Okay, our bosses want us to tease more. What's a bigger tease than never telling you what her stupid party is? I'm sorry, what is it?
Erin is wrong. The theme is this wife is a showgirl. The life of a showgirl. But it's not just Taylor Swift!
That's Taylor Swift!
It's showgirl!
Taylor Swift! Next era, Taylor Swift!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We launched a little thing a couple days ago. Yeah. We actually launched it a year ago, and it's back. It's Cards for Kids.
Woo!
Benefiting the kiddos at Children's Hospital Colorado. And if you don't know about it, it's just, it's mostly kids. Do grown-ups make cards? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some grown-ups did a little bit.
Yeah.
And my question, did you guys make cards?
That's so weird because I was kind of thinking about that. Like,
you don't,
we
you,
did
it. We didn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My kids did.
They
my
did?
My kids made a few. And yeah. Yeah.
But you did.
Personally didn't.
No, I think my wife made them with them. I don't think I was there.
Okay.
So what they are is basically a cheer card. And if you want some real guidance to that, we have a link on our website and the link is on our Instagram bio as well. Like, you can figure out what things you can use. Don't use glitter. Don't use
googly eyes.
Googly eyes, different things. And there's messaging. They don't want religious stuff. They don't want get well stuff. Because these are kids. Just, they're like,
you some can are long term.
You're so brave.
Yeah. Right.
Like, say great. They're cheer cards. Pump them up. Let's get it done.
You're doing a great job.
Yes. That stuff.
Yeah.
Having said that, we decided to launch it early last year. I mean, this culminates, it's over when we do, Cares for Kids, Alice Cares for Kids, which is
Thursday, February 12th.
Nailed it.
Wow, dude. I love that.
Yeah.
So we need to have all these cards collected by a couple days before that, maybe by Tuesday. So we need you to start making cards. Again, on that link, it tells you what to do. But if you're a teacher, we want you to like get your class together and make cards. Great. And there's a teacher kit there. This year we've added something new.
I'm excited for this.
Because then I think we will make cards.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Because, okay, Dave & Buster's has offered us the Colorado Boulevard and Evans location. 2000 South Colorado Boulevard. The courier in me still exists.
Nailed it.
On Saturday.
Yes.
January.
Yeah.
31st.
Yeah!
Let's go!
What time, Slacker?
So we want you and your kids and whatever. I don't know what you just said.
What time?
I don't know.
10 to noon.
There you go.
Okay.
I just know where. I'll be there all day. I'm like,
I'm just going to show up.
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's 10 to noon because we want you to bring your kids. And even if they have nap time in the afternoon, you can still come out, make some cards.
Yes.
Take care of it. Have some
Is that
fun
the week?
With us.
That would likely be the week. In between, there'd be no football that weekend.
I believe so.
Like, we will know if the Broncos are in the Super Bowl or not.
Yeah.
And then that's the week off. So you don't have, like, that's a lull of a Saturday. There's nothing going on. So you come out there, we make some stuff.
There's also some, like, light apps.
Oh, yeah. Dave & Buster's. I forgot. You're right.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you want some food? Great. We'll give you food. And they're also providing game cards.
Yeah. So, we want you to RSVP. I believe that is also active on the Alice website.
It is. I'm looking at it right now.
And then are you going to put another link to that in our little bio? Or does it all kind of...
No, I sure can. You're so right. I'll do that right now.
Okay. I'm not barking orders at you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But I mean, so we want this to... This is an inaugural event. We hope it keeps coming up every year. But like, bring your kids. We'll have all the supplies. You don't have to bring anything with you. We'll have like... What do we... By the way, our boss told me today, and maybe we just do it right here. What do we need? Construction paper.
Yeah.
Markers,
pens, crayons for sure.
Colored pencils.
Stickers.
Could do stickers.
Yeah. I mean, for stickers, the little kids, if they can't draw, it's like, oh, I want to put a
butterfly on here. Yes. Yeah,
Care Bear
would be
on there.
Great. Are we asking people to bring supplies? No.
No. I think we're going to get them.
Yeah.
And I think there'll be some sponsors who come in who help us out with that.
Awesome.
But like, we just need to know what our list needs. Like, maybe some tape in case a kid tears their card on accident.
Or cuts out a heart and wants to tape it on.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
All right, so make cards at home if you can. And if you want to join us for a card-making extravaganza.
Yeah.
It's happening. Somebody else give the details because I was so slow at it.
Saturday, January 31st at 10 a.m. at the Dave & Buster's on Colorado.
Yes. RSVP now by following the link that Erica is about to put
it's
up.
In.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I think I'm either the most self-absorbed antisocial person ever.
You're good. You can stop there. We don't need to hear options.
Or I've never been more right in my life. Mm. And it's one or the other. I'm willing to roll the dice. Who's coming with me? Who's rolling it?
What's your problem?
I'm teed off. Is my problem.
About, okay, just do it.
I hit it a while ago. It's got that dog.
What?
Yeah.
With all the problems in the real world, gee, I don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. And so let's get teed up with Tia.
And he's real teed off today.
He's doing the
bro.
He's doing the ear thing,
bro. I let you have, like, you go. You have your moment, okay. And be teed off. Stop reaching up like you're on the We Are the World video. Like he does like one
maybe
headphone,
this
like We Are the World
is the next We Are the World.
We are the children.
Oh man, he's real teed off today. It works.
Okay,
I'm getting okay.
Are we having people, is it just a vote of us, or do you want listeners to text in whether you're the most narcissistic or whatever it is you said?
Self-centered, antisocial.
Okay. Or whether you're right.
Yes. Okay. I would love to hear people. I genuinely want to know this.
Let's hear them out. So but once you have an opinion, 303-222-5423.
Okay. The other night, my wife and I, we ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut. This is where I lose Slacker. He hates Pizza Hut. Okay. Stick with me here. It's not about Pizza Hut.
It's the worst pizza.
Okay. We order the pizza. I get a text confirmation and an email confirmation. Okay? We're good. Two's about right. But it doesn't stop there.
Oh.
I later get more texts saying, we've now switched your order to a DoorDash driver to get it to you quicker. Okay? Then the DoorDash texts me, hey, we got your order. We're on it. Okay? Now we're up to four. I then get a text from the driver. Hey, I just got here. They're still making it. Yeah, I would. Okay. That's probably what they do at the restaurant. Make the food. Unless, like, it's on fire and it's going to be super, like, I understand. They have to make it.
Oh, you guys. You gotta wait for it. I look at Aries. I hate this because I might be on his side. And he's not even done yet.
I know. So much worse.
No!
How?
And I'm trying to, like, not be on my phone all the time. Yes. I literally, like, try to put my phone away for, like, periods of time. So I
be
come back.
Be present.
I have 2 missed calls.
Oh, no!
From either Pizza Hut or DoorDash corporate or the driver. I don't know because I missed them. What are you calling me for? What? Why would you ever?
Do you see it or no? Do you know what's happening?
The eyebrows happening.
Oh yeah, thus eyebrow is in full. Yeah, it's like what? What did I be missing?
His voice is doing some little like zoom thing.
It's gonna beat off.
I know, but it's over me. Why does that eyebrow thing happen to you, bro?
Okay. I totaled when all said and done because it just didn't stop from there. I ended up from ordering a pizza. I got 1 email, 2 missed calls, and 15 text messages.
For 1 pizza.
For 1 pizza. 15. The guy, hey, got it. Hey, on my way. Here, picture of my door. Left it there. Yeah. Yup. That's what I paid you to do. I specifically ordered the food because I don't want to go. I don't. I'm in the house.
Yep.
We got to build some furniture.
You probably would have had less contact with humans just going and like picking
it
up.
Yes, exactly. Remember back in the day? Sure. Hey, large pepperoni. Okay. And then they'd show up with it.
Yeah.
And it worked so,
and that was the end of
it. It worked so great.
It did.
Why do I get 15 text messages?
What were the calls about?
I don't know, because I missed them. Why are you calling me? Like, if the Pizza Hut is on fire and it's going to be delayed or canceled or something, then
blow my phone up.
Reach out, let me know or something.
Yeah.
But I just, am I a jerk for just going, please just leave me alone. That's why I ordered food specifically. Otherwise, I'm capable. I can go pick it up. We're doing something. That's why we're ordering the food. No?
You're not a jerk.
Don't you dare take a different side on this.
What's the big deal?
What do you mean, what's the big deal? Oh my God. He's opening a whole can of worms for me. Like, I could do this. Listen, a new dentist has bought my old dentist practice.
Oh.
But they're still doing the same thing my old dentist did. Like, hey, I'd like an appointment on February. Okay, sure. Confirming your appointment. Like, yep.
Uh-huh.
See? And then a weekend before, confirming. You're like, I already confirmed. I'm going to be there. No, just making sure you're going to be there that morning. In 2 hours, I'm like, hey, now I'm not coming.
Yeah.
If you ask me again, I'm not coming.
I get quite a few reminders from my therapist's like system. Like, it's like a week out, this is 2 days out. 5 minutes before, and it's like, I know.
I also put those reminders in my own calendar, so then maybe I'm extra mad because, like, boop, and I'm like, oh, is that me? Oh, there they are. And you're like,
I do have a question.
Okay.
You ordered through Pizza Hut?
Through the Pizza Hut app, and then they switch it to a DoorDash.
Yeah, you probably would have had less communication if you just ordered through DoorDash.
No, because it was a DoorDash driver who was an over-communicator.
But then he would have had the app and they would have just been sending messages in the app,
push
message.
But then you pay considerably more for the pizza.
No, like, I know, it's ridiculous, but...
Yeah, that... Okay.
What happened to old pizza delivery men?
Exactly, one call and we're done.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a secret.
What?
Most of your teed-offs tee me off because you're dumb. You're mad about something that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was ready to tell you can't do this anymore.
What?
But you have redeemed yourself such a way that Teed Off with T-Hack is now renewed through 2030.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Did you say 2030?
I did.
Oh my God. Sorry, Pizza Hut's calling me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I got a story. If you're going to be a drug dealer, make sure there are rats in your city.
Oh.
It'll make sense.
Not in your circle, though.
Oh. Right.
I've got a story that if you're going to steal something, perhaps be fully clothed.
Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of California.
Oh, no.
You're going to take the 404.
You look so pretty.
404, 405, to the 101, to the 1.
What's the 404?
The 404. The 404.
Erica not found.
Oh, yeah. Is that your computer? Does that thing?
Just like our brain.
Oh, okay, so you're on the 405.
I'm from California, and I have a brain, whether you believe it or not.
Text in if you think she has a brain.
So a woman in California decided that while a man was unloading goods from a Cisco semi-truck, you know, the truck driver was unloading the goods.
Nice.
She was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump in there. And I'm going to drive away. So she did. Because the guy had left his keys with the spare. So he had turned the truck off, was unloading things, but his personal keys spare for the truck.
Nice. Mm.
She took them, turned the truck on, starts driving.
Later.
He luckily jumped out of the car and called 911. And officers were able to very quickly spot the truck.
Because she's driving like a dumbass. Yes.
She's on the 405.
She's on the 405. Yeah, the problem is once they, you know, got her to stop the car, she leapt out wearing only a shirt.
Oh.
She was later stopped.
Oh, yeah! Let's go!
She was stopped by a police canine and was arrested and bitten and...
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, she became so distressed, she defecated at the scene.
Oh. Yeah, that makes it less
hot. Dog or the woman?
The woman.
The Winnie the Pooh, it's called.
What's crazy is I am in a group text about California police chases because they happen so often.
Oh, wow.
And I recall seeing texts about this one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Half naked and pooping in the streets.
I believe the texts were, is she not wearing pants? Yeah.
All right. Well, my story is out of India.
Okay.
What happened?
All right, then. Well, this is where we normally jump in with the accents.
Right.
Police arrested a man with 440 pounds of marijuana.
Whoa. That's a lot.
He's busted. He's going to jail forever.
You're busted.
Unfortunately,
Samoa? Yeah.
Thank you. Unfortunately, in the city where he was busted, they have a large rat infestation.
Okay.
And the rats
ate the marijuana.
440 pounds of marijuana.
All the rats are high.
Oh yeah, man. There's some cool rats in that town.
Look,
bro.
I've seen a dog high, so can't imagine a rat.
So when it came time to prosecute him, they said, "Your Honor, I have
no evidence.
No evidence whatsoever, except a bunch of real pizza-friendly rats."
Yeah, they're not really scurrying anymore. No.
Dragging.
Just meandering rats.
You good, man?
You good? Are you good?
Are you good?
So yeah, commit crimes in rat-infested cities and nothing bad happens to you. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Wait for the poop.
Ew.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.